Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Your football tailgate is sponsored by Bet Online. Bet Online is where the game starts. This is the Hoosier football tailgate, and you are listening to the coach, Shannon Griffith, on the Believe Network.
To the Hoosier football tailgate here on the Believe Network. I am the coach, Shannon Griffith. Welcome to today's show. I hope everybody had a great Easter holiday, and the Hoosier football spring practice is well underway as we break from spring practice number 6 today. And some interesting develops that we're going to talk a little bit about here coming up on the spring practice. But first, we'd like to thank Bet Online for their sponsorship of the Hoosier football tailgate on Believe. Right now, with the summer fast approaching, you've got Major League Baseball, you've got the NCAA Final Four here in the March Madness coming up in the next week. You're going to have some NHL hockey playoffs getting ready to start. You name it, they got it. You've got the new football spring league. They have that as well. Up-to-date stats, point spreads, parlays, different type of exotics that you can find out all on Bet Online, either by a mobile device or on your computer. Bet Online is your number one sports source for all sports wagering. Remember, Bet Online is where the game starts. And like I said, spring practice number 6 broke today. And the Hoosiers are well on their way into their first scrimmage of the year, coming up this Saturday. It will be a big spring scrimmage for a lot of different position groups. And we'll talk a little bit about that as we go along here. I know defensively, they've had a pretty decent start. I know they're thin at positions, so that makes it somewhat complicated when it comes to the rep situation as we go along. You know, Coach Cignetti, when he first discussed the spring practice and talked about what he was looking for, it was going to be a fast-paced, install-heavy spring practice. There was expectations of the what they wanted to get accomplished, that the train was moving and you better get on because they weren't stopping. And I think for the most part, listening to some of his pressers as it's gone on here over the last couple weeks, I think he's been rather impressed on how the kids have handled the new offensive and defensive schemes. They've taken to the coaching aspect of it. They've got some new faces with all the different transfers that have come in and bringing in the continuity of the whole team. And we talked about how the JMU players were going to have that major impact as it pertains to being the go-between in terms of expectations that they can expect to see in a spring practice run by Coach Cignetti and his offense and defensive staff. And I think the progression thus far has gone pretty well based on different reports as well as some of the pressures that they have after practice. It's really hard to get a true gauge in spring ball where people stand as it pertains to the depth chart. Coach Cignetti alluded to that today. Plans not on having any type of depth chart release up until probably officially until late in the summer. I'm sure they'll have something as it pertains to fall camp, but you know, he's not going to come out of spring ball and issue a two deep right now. I just don't think he's in a position to do that. His whole point of spring ball from his perspective is trying to evaluate the talent that they have. Where are they weak in terms of talent at different positions? How do you address that? Maybe position change. I know they've had one so far. I believe the Farrar kid has moved a little bit over into more of a what they call a stud position, which has a little bit more pass responsibilities and what they like to do. But, you know, you try to see where there may be some tinkering with guys at different positions. They may try that here as they go throughout the rest of spring practice. And, you know, he's trying to gauge what he may have to look to in terms of what he may have to get from the portal potentially as it opens up here at the end of spring practice. So there are some things that he's coming out of with spring ball that he'll have a better handle on, knowing where his team is at overall compared to what he would have known prior to the start of camp, as that's been said. I think the biggest thing where this team is at right now, you've gone through six practices, and the other thing, you're not tackling all the time. It's a lot of what we call thud or wrap-up type of tackles. The scrimmage, they'll be able to do some hitting with that. I'm sure the quarterbacks will not be open targets in that regard. But this scrimmage coming up on Saturday will be a big scrimmage for a lot of kids to really show where they're at in terms of their readiness to step up, where they may fall upon the potential depth chart that they share internally with the kids in terms of finalization through the camps. I talked about what I thought they would ultimately do by position in terms of grading a kid's overall performance. And when we listen to this presser today that I split up a little bit, I want to point out a few things that really became pretty poignant to me about some of the guys that he mentioned in the presser today. Not that he was singling out, you know, guys right, wrong, or indifferent, but it just stood out to me. There was some underlying messages that he was portraying outwardly. But right now, you know, they got tomorrow off. They come back Thursday. I'm sure Thursday will be more of a lighter shells only type of practice maybe. And on Saturday will be a full practice and then get a chance to do some 11-on-11 scrimmage inside the stadium. And this is a time where the coaches are going to step back. They're going to go to the respective sidelines and let the kids play and become the spectators and let the boys play between the white lines and the coaches be on the sideline with the best viewpoint of a scrimmage to see what transpires on the field. Who takes charge? Who's a leader? Who's the guy that's doing well? Who's the guy that may be off a little bit and maybe more time and not quite ready? We'll talk about some of that here coming up a little bit here in a second. But not a lot has really come out negative, I know, early on. And I don't like to talk about kids that ultimately decide to jump out of spring practice. I know with the portal and stuff, but that's not really that important to me. You know, you're going to have kids do that. And that's what it is. That's the way it is now in college football. You don't like where you're at, you can jump in the portal, go somewhere else. And I know that the NCAA is talking about what they're going to do with the portal, what they're going to do with the early signing period. Is it too early? Does it need to be pushed back? Do the portal dates need to be changed as it pertains when they open, when they're not open? And the other thing we talked about, some of the new things that I'm sure Coach Cignetti may have been working on as well. You got the new 2-minute warning entering into the fray this coming fall, as well as the communication in the quarterback helmets. Now, that's a question I like to find out. Have they started implementing that type of communication to start getting used to that? Or is it one of those things that they really won't be able to really dive into something like that until they get into fall camp because of what needs to happen and occur? That's a question I would like to see how that's going on. But unfortunately, I'm not down in Bloomington, up here in the Great White North of Fort Wayne, up in the Columbia City area. But I'm sure I can get some of those questions answered through some of my compadres that are down there listening to the pressers each and every day that they have an opportunity to. Let's take a listen to what Coach Cignetti had to say today. And I'm going to let most of it play, and then we'll talk about it as it concludes with some things there.
Well, I'm not going to tell you about the quarterback rotation. And from here on out, I may not really be very open about it, although I am impressed with Rourke's progress. Let's just say that.
Rotation, but just with Cherry this spring, maybe developmentally, what sort of steps are you?
Yeah, he's getting some reps. He doesn't get quite as many reps as the ones and twos. But he's getting reps every day. You know, he's not ready. But, you know, he does throw the ball the right guy a lot. And the arm strength and the accuracy need to improve. But for a freshman to come in and find the open receiver, doesn't always get him the ball. But, you know, keep plugging along. He gets better every day. Have a great summer, fall camp. Let's, you know, we'll see, right?
A lot of returning talent and also right. Talent you brought over. Obviously, nationally, not so far.
I think it's, I'm not going to say it's starting to sort itself out. EJ started out good and then hurt his leg, so he's missed the last three practices or so. And I see a couple guys starting to really step up. Surratt, Miles Cross, Price has been good. Keyshawn, when he's out there, you know, Cooper's made some nice plays. Just a little more consistency. And, you know, I think Donovan, needs to pick it up a little bit.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Some interesting comments there that Coach Cignetti talked about. First one, talking about the quarterback battle, where they're at. I thought it was interesting that he is probably not going to share too much about that moving forward, as they've probably in their mindset have, you know, whittled it down in their minds as who is the guys competing for that spot. And I wouldn't read in too much about, you know, he feels confident where Rourke is at, and he's starting to play like that and playing like a guy that's got a good body of work. He's an experienced type of quarterback. And remember, Rourke has a lot more experience than Taven does. Now, that doesn't mean Taven isn't in the battle for the number one spot whatsoever. There's still that competitive battle there to be the number one guy. But when you compare the two in terms of where Curtis is, in terms of his years of playing experience at the quarterback position at the D1 level and that of Tavins, it's a difference. There's a difference there between the two, and that's probably what separates them in some respects. Now, as Curtis becomes more familiar with the offense and Tino and the play calls and, you know, things of that nature, he's settling into the position there. I think he's really happy where Curtis is. I wouldn't be too concerned that he didn't mention anything about Taven Jackson or Brock Lowry or those guys. You know, I think what they tried to do with the quarterback position when spring camp opened, they tried to give the guys opportunity to go with every group, whether it be the ones, twos, and threes. They rotated them around, gave them opportunities to progress through that. I'm sure you're going to see some of that on Saturday at the spring scrimmage if that part is open. You're going to see some of that movement of the quarterbacks in and out of different scenarios with different phases of the offense. But you could see there that he was pretty pleased where Rourke is at the moment as it pertains to him settling into the offense and what that all means for him. The other thing that I thought was poignant in that is they talked about Tyler Cherry. I don't think there's anything there that's overly surprising. He's just not in a position to be the number one starter. Now, that doesn't mean he is not out, you know, that he's out of the race per se. It just means at this point in time, his youthfulness has showed that he's not ready to be that guy. It's the game's moving too fast for him. He's making some correct reads, although it may not get it to the right person at the right time, or he's missing some throws of guys that he's not putting on the numbers. But his progression is going to be that way as a true freshman quarterback. This part of him being enrolled now will pay dividends in the fall and years to come in terms of his development. Now, he may not be the guy, but it's going to be where he's at today is going to be very different of where he's going to be at the end of spring and then through the summer. So I think there's some hope there that Tyler's going to be the guy they think he's going to be. It's just going to be a matter of time, reps, and settling in to the offense in that regard. You know, Coach, I didn't have the clip there. He talked about the running back room. He likes it. He thinks it's a very competitive room. I don't think necessarily anybody stood out per se, but it sounded as if he feels pretty comfortable with what he's got there. The wide receiver room was interesting. The guys that he mentioned were all transfers that he talked about in terms of where they're at now. EJ Williams, he's a returner. He had done well. And again, he has the tendency to get hurt. And that's the one thing with him is that's concerning is that he's a one step forward, two step back when it comes to the injury department. So I think he had been doing well up to the point. Cooper's shown some times of flash, even from the people that I've discussed football with as it pertains to spring practice down there, that Cooper's at times shown and flashed for them. Consistency is the concern there. But the one thing that stood out to me in that post, that presser today is Donovan McCauley. And now remember, Donovan had jumped into the portal. Coach Cignetti was able to keep him back here. And now he's mentioning him a little bit that he needs to step it up. And he's no longer the guy, because when you've got three or four transfers coming in, D1 guys, hey, you're going to be in a battle. You know, this isn't going to be given to you, and you're going to have to pick it up. And I would imagine what he's talking about there is his intensity and his competitiveness. So I thought that was a very poignant point in the presser today when it comes to where they're at that position. Surratt, Price, Miles, those guys that have transferred in have shown what they are, and those are really good players. He hasn't talked about the defense much. I'm interested to see where he feels their defense is at this point in time. Is the offense ahead, behind? Is the defense, you know, whatever that may be, where they may be a little bit thin? I'd like to hear a little bit more about where the defense sets and all of this. And as it pertains to overall where they feel they're at with all this. Now, I wanted to show this. With him, he's got all the intangibles to be a very good quarterback once he settles into this offense, and expectations and leadership ability, all these things that they've seen from him thus far, I think they're impressed with. And I'm sure some of those throws that you're seeing there from that pro day clip are some of the things that they're seeing out of him on the field as well. And, you know, we had Curtis on Hoosier Football Tailgate way back back this winter, right when he was getting ready to join the club. And I think he was, you know, looking forward to it, anxious at the same time, because he was going into a new offense, a new philosophy, a different type of room. And as you can see from the discussions that you've heard from Coach Cignetti in the press conferences, that, hey, they're getting to see what he was all about in terms of everything that he, you know, from the times that I've talked to him here and there, Curtis, having fun, just like any kid, lots to improve upon, with things that you would expect to hear. But I think the biggest thing that I take from that is that he's having fun, and that's the key component. He's enjoying himself, and that bodes well, because he feels like he's in a position that he can excel at there right now. Expectations, what to expect on these last few practices, because I think they've got down, they're down to 12 when you think about it. I think you're going to see some solidification. I think they've been happy from where I stood. He stood, talked a little bit about the offensive line and Coach Bobstead and some of the guys that have transferred in. They're pleased where they're at there in the progression of the offensive line. Year two for Coach Bobstead will make a huge difference, not only with the guys that are there currently, but even with the transfer guys, as well as the young man from Wisconsin that came in that Coach Bobstead has coached. I think they've played him a little bit at the tackle position. And, you know, I think the key component, can they get some depth at center and then get some depth where they need it in the guard positions and go from there? But I think they're in the right direction, or it seems that they feel that the progression of the offensive line is where they want it to be. And that's a key component where they're at now, and they need to just complete a progressing in the right way with the offensive line as it moves forward. I would look for the next six practices leading up to the spring game for the quarterback battle to really heat up, to see where they're at. I'm anxious to see how everyone comes out of this scrimmage on Saturday, Taven included. But I do think there will be a lot of things that will remain probably unsaid outwardly about the quarterback position, particularly. I think it'll be a blanket statement from here going forward and not really talk too much about it, but that's to be expected. I think more things that would be interesting to hear about is just some of the new mechanical things that are involved with the 2-minute warning, how that may or may not impact what they, you know, kind of how they're going to handle that. The communication factor in the helmet, be interesting to see if that is in play on the scrimmage on Saturday and things of that nature. Now, the other thing is to remember, and I keep pointing this out, and I just think it's one of those things that you just got to be mindful of. At the end of the spring practice, the portal will open again, and you're going to see guys jump in it, and you're going to see guys that are currently a part of this team potentially jump in it, depending on what they feel is the best scenario for them. And it ultimately would be the best scenario for Coach Cignetti's staff. But I wouldn't be surprised if some kid jumps in the portal. I've been asked about the quarterback position, what will happen there. The thing that I think keeps the quarterback position a little bit differently, where is a quarterback going to go? It's probably not going to be to a Power 5 school. He's going to have to maybe jump into the MAC level type of scenario. And that's a little bit of a different situation there. So I'm not overly concerned there as it pertains to the quarterback room overall. But we'll wait and see. But just remember, that can come up, and a kid that transferred in can transfer out and still be eligible as long as he meets all the academic things. And then what is Coach Cignetti going to be looking for potentially in the portal? My guess will be defensive line depth. That's what they need. And maybe some other things that they feel going through these practices, it, you know, may wasn't a concern, and now it is. So those are some of the things that you can expect moving forward here over the next 6-7 practices leading up to that spring game. Remember, that is on the 18th. That's a Thursday night game in the stadium, a part of Little Five weekend. There'll be a lot of big things going on there that will make that weekend a pretty busy time down in Bloomington. So if you get a chance to come down and see it on Thursday the 18th, I'd get out and see what it's all about on that Thursday night, because I think it'll be a great opportunity to see the Hoosiers and what maybe where they're at as an overall as a team, even though that will probably be a very vanilla scrimmage in that regard. Want to thank again BetOnline for their sponsorship of all that. Also remember, with BetOnline, use the promo code BLEAV and get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And again, thanks for them for sponsoring the Hoosier Football Tailgate. Thanks for the Believe Network to allow me to bring you information as we come through the Hoosier season, as we break through the spring and then the next fall. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe here on the Facebook page or the Twitter, on X, or on YouTube. Appreciate all that you can do to get the information out there. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to me ramble along here. But when I bring you information, I hope it's something that you value. And like I say, I don't always jump on here just for the sake of jumping on. When I feel like there's information that is beneficial for you to hear, I will bring it to you. Thanks again for being with me. I'm the coach, Shannon Griffith, and this has been the Hoosier Football Tailgate right here on Believe.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.